Coquitlam, Ware, Como Lake Middle School, 1121 King Albert Avenue. When: 9:30 a.m., doors open at 9 a.m. What: non-denominational service hosted by the Coquitlam Branch 263 of the Royal Canadian Legion. Next: parade at about 10:15 a.m. to the cenotaph at Blue Mountain Park, 975 King Albert Avenue, Legion Branch, 1025 Ridgeway Avenue, is open at noon. Website: coquitlam.ca/remembranceday. Port Coquitlam. Where: Veterans Park, in front of Port Coquitlam City Hall, 2580 Shaughnessy Street. When: 10 a.m. What: Veterans and Cadets parade Shaughnessy Street from Wilson to McAllister Avenues for the service at 10:30 a.m. Road closures: parts of the downtown from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Website: portcoquitlam.ca/remember. Port Moody. Where: Kyle Center, 125 Kyle Street. When: 10 a.m. What: church service hosted by the Port Moody Branch 119 of the Royal Canadian Legion. Next: parade at about 10:30 a.m. to Clark Street for the 10:55 a.m. service, followed by wreath laying at the Spring Street Cenotaph next to the Legion Branch. Road closures: St. John Street for the parade, from 10:30 to 11 a.m. Clark, Spring, Mary and Kyle Streets to be closed 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Website: legion119.ca. Lest we forget: after the cenotaph services, swing by Mackin House Museum, 1116 Brunette Avenue, to see the exhibit Fighting to Be There. The display is a series of large-scale panels featuring soldiers such as Saikaya's First Nations Dick Patrick, a highly decorated Second World War soldier who faced discrimination when he returned home. The show, which runs until November 19 and can be seen on Remembrance Day, also includes a story about Michelle Douglas, who filed a lawsuit against the military in 1990 for being dismissed because of her sexual orientation. It also highlights Captain Andrew White, the only Black Canadian officer in the First World War who spoke out about racism on the front lines. Many soldiers hoped to receive integration into society due to their service, but failed to receive this vital support from their country, said Marcus Farner, heritage manager for exhibits for the Coquitlam Heritage Society. The exhibition talks about the often flawed treatment veterans receive, ranging from an out-of-proportion high percentage among the unhoused to issues of mental health. The exhibit also includes four original reprints of 1920 German etchings depicting the horror and disillusionment with the war.